Parshas Emor has within it the Moadim, the holidays and Shabbos that the Jewish people celebrate. What's a Moed? So we usually assume that Moed means like a holiday or a special day. But Soloveitchik points out beautifully that a Moed is like from Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. What's a Moed? What are Moadim? They're appointments. We have appointments with God throughout the year. I think that that's important because we live in a society, especially today, where everything is so fast-paced and we have so little time to think that sometimes we need an appointment to stop and be able to collect ourselves. Spouses sometimes will make appointments to see each other, to meet with each other. Why? Because it's the only way you can keep connected. So if that's the case, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? They're both Moadim. They're both appointments. What's the difference? So this, if Soloveitchik says so beautifully, is the difference. On Yom Tov, what happens? We have an obligation to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and visit God in His house. It's an appointment on God's turf. Shabbos is the exact opposite. Shabbos, God comes to our home. On Yom Tov, we bring korbanos. If you go to someone's house, you bring gifts. That's the very nature of how things go. Moadim are appointments. The year is peppered with both. There's appointments where God comes to visit us, and that's important. And there's a renewal in our week that way. But on those days, it's really God gives us the gift. The gift that God gives us is the gift of a breath of fresh air, a Shabbat, from the word Shavat, to stop. It's a pause. Yom Tov is the exact opposite. Yes, it's a pause, but we go up to God to visit Him. It's our inspiration. It sustains us for a few weeks, a few months, or even half a year. That's what man needs. Man needs a weekly reminder of, I'm able to take a breath. A weekly reminder that I'm not in control. And God comes to my house, and as if it would, He knocks on my door and says, I'm here. Relax. I've brought you this gift of menucha. But we need the opposite also. We need to leave our homes. And we need to see God and be inspired on His place. And so that's the whole nature of Yom Tov. Go up to God. We bring korbanos to Him, and that's supposed to sustain us. It's these appointments with God throughout the year that keep our relationship with Him fresh. Have a great day.